listening to Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show with Tony and Corey, built by Par Lumber. Now, here's Tony and Corey.
Hey, welcome back to the show, everybody. Thanks for staying tuned. And on the air right now, we've got Michael Garnier, the inventor of the Garnier limb.
That's right, the Garnier limb.
Which, to me, is awesome.
It is.
You have to see it. If you go to Google and search this item, you sell these, right, Michael?
Yeah, I sell them. And you can just go to treehouses.com, and you'll find all the information on it.
I found it on Wikipedia. That's where I found it.
Yeah, it has become one of the industry standards. So we've done a lot of work on it. We've done a lot of research on it. Seen it in trees now for like 15 years, and it's going. Like I said, metal goes really well with trees.
So since this is something you've been doing, you've devoted your entire life to this, clearly, and you've been very successful. So your advice on treehouse design is important, in my opinion, and that's something I want our listeners to hear. So tell me a little bit about how you go about designing a treehouse. When you're going to build one, tell me how you go about designing it.
Well, every tree and every group of trees is different, So there's basic designs for, single tree, double tree, three trees, four trees, and actually on my website I explain some of that. But one of the basis that I like to do is I like to balance my treehouse to the trees, a tree or trees. You don't want to overbuild, your treehouse. You don't want to put too big of a treehouse in a tree. You want it to. One of the things as far as you have to think about is there's a wind load and trees blow over sometimes. So
yeah,
you want to balance your treehouse, so that you don't increase the wind load too much on it.
Oh, right. Yeah, a couple of big sheets of plywood up there for walls could make a pretty good-sized sail, I suppose.
That's right. The higher up you go, the more leverage you're going to have.
Oh, yeah.
You want to balance with a bigger tree, you can put a bigger treehouse in it. You just don't want to overbuild it. And it's kind of, you can kind of get a knot, you can just look at it and say, that thing looks too big, So
sure.
Some of the do's and don'ts, that would probably be one of the don'ts.
Right.
Don't overbuild for the tree.
That's exactly right.
So you offer a service, correct, about on how to design a tree.
House.
Yes, I sell parts. I sell treehouse parts to people all over the world, actually. And along with that, I give a little advice, but, I have stuff on the internet, but I also do consultation if you want more intense, I can help design, help you design it. If I spend more time, then I start charging,
But it sounds like if somebody was serious about building a tree house, and we have listeners all over the Pacific Northwest, Washington, Oregon, Idaho.
Northern California.
Yeah, I mean, you're the guy.
There's a lot of people that have been building tree houses up in this area. Yes, sirree. I've helped, a lot. I help, 100 or 200 people a year build a treehouse.
Wow.
And a lot of people in the Oregon and Washington area and Idaho are building treehouses.
What would you say is a good-sized tree, a good-sized starter tree? Like the smallest you would want to be if you were going to build a treehouse that's, say, 8x8.
For your kids.
Yeah, for your kids. And what would you say is a tree that's just the right size but not too small?
Well, now, there's single tree and there's multiple trees.
Okay.
The easiest tree house to build is if you've got four trees that are relatively close together, within 12 feet of each other. Because your beams, you want to keep your beam size down. There's a rule of thumb that if your beam is spanning a 12-foot distance, you need a 4x12. So if you've got two trees and you're connecting, or four trees and they're 12 feet apart, then you can put a couple of 4x12 beams in there. You get any more than that, you're getting into, engineered lumber, and smaller than that, you can use smaller beams.
Mm-hmm.
So the easiest treehouse to build is four trees that are in a relatively square formation, and then you put two beams on between two of the trees one beam between two of the trees, one beam between another two trees, and then put your joist on top. And then you can build a whatever type of little structure on it, you can. The big difference between a tree house and a playhouse is the platform, is the attachment to the trees. So once you get that in there solid, then you can do your imagination can do a lot.
Kind of whatever you'd like.
Yeah.
So the hardest thing to do then would be to build a tree fort in a single tree.
Yes. But it's very doable, and single trees though should be a certain size. Like multiple trees, it's like a post. So if you had four trees, if they were 8 inches in diameter, that would be big enough. All right, for my hardware, they could even be smaller for different types of hardware. But for a single tree, if you were going to build, one of my recommendations is for a 12-foot platform, single tree platform, you should have a tree that's 16, 18 inches in diameter.
Okay.
Now,
so we've seen a lot of designs where you have one tree that comes up through the middle for tree forts, tree houses for children, playhouses, and then just use 4x4 posts on all corners, and then you're kind of just building around the tree.
Well, yes, you can do that. But when you do that, you know, the tree has roots, too, so you want to watch where you put your post at.
Okay. That's
so,
good, too.
The roots of the tree are as important as the branches of the tree. So, you can definitely do that, but you can also attach to the tree, and it's going to just do fine.
Okay, so that's some good tips.
What's more important that you have to watch out for is, like, if you build, you wouldn't want to build a tree house or a play house around the base of a tree, because then you're going to compact the soil. You want to protect your roots of a tree. So if you put your tree house up in a tree, or it's elevated, then you're off the ground, and that's better for the tree.
Some of those things you just don't think about, maintaining the integrity of the tree is such an important part, and
that's probably the most important part.
Yeah, and building the platform around it and making sure that you leave room for the tree to grow.
That's another thing. A lot of people, they're afraid to attach to the tree. They think they're going to hurt the tree, and so that they'll clamp the tree or they'll do different things that are actually, like I said, they're not very intrusive in the beginning, but as time goes along, they become more and more intrusive to the tree. So we've actually done a lot of study and have a lot of empirical knowledge on through years of watching, attachments in trees that, we're getting the, we're knowing a lot more about it and we're doing a lot better job at it.
All right. Hey, Michael, we've only got about 2 minutes left. Why don't you tell everybody about Out and About Tree Houses and the treesort that you run down there?
Well, like I said, we've got the largest concentration of tree houses in the world here. We got swinging bridges, zip lines, horseback riding. We've got a Tarzan swing that when you go up there, you have to realize you're in the profanity zone because people set out all kinds of things and they come off of it.
That's great.
So people,
it's for kids of all ages. And one of the things that I talked to a lot of guys who say they're building a treehouse for their kids, and then I get them to admit, well, it's for them too.
So this is really a place. This is a resort. People can come there on vacation.
Yeah.
Do you have bathrooms in the treehouses?
Yes, and that's another question I get asked them a lot. How does that work? Well, that stuff flows downhill with water just like everything else.
All right, well, we've got less than a minute. Why don't you
tell them, though, is that they, when they flush the toilet, they need to stand up.
Well, why don't you tell everybody, why don't you give out your contact information and let everybody know?
Well, if you just remember that we have tree houses down here, and it's plural because we have more than one, it's treehouses.com.
And they can go there, check out all the great stuff. I'm on there right now, and you guys have some fantastic-looking, fun,
yes,
family adventures.
Thank you so much, Michael, for coming on the radio. We really appreciated talking to you. Have a great weekend, and maybe we'll get a chance to come down and see some of your stuff.
All right. You get a free swing if you come down.
All right.
Thanks, okay. Michael.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Tony and Corey, your Weekend Warriors.